Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is Good Friday. It's March the 29th. And what I'm going to do on today's program is look at a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This comes from the Liturgy of the Word for today's celebration of the Lord's Passion. The Gospel, sometimes I'll read the Gospel, but in a five-minute program, that is just not going to work because it's the Passion. It's John's version of the Passion of Jesus. I would recommend that in order to hear the Passion of Jesus, that you tune into the weekend edition of Following the Truth. I have 30 minutes for that. It's a little bit longer. That'll be available tomorrow on Saturday. And I'll also read the Gospel, one of the Gospels for Easter Sunday. So you get the full, you know, the two ends of the spectrum, the Passion, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. But today, I'm going to look at the first reading. It's from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and this comes from the celebration of the Passion of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 52, beginning in verse 13. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond human semblance, and his appearance beyond that of the sons of man. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless. For those who have not been told shall see. Those who have not heard shall ponder it. Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, nor appearance that would attract us to him. He was spurned and avoided by people, a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom people hide their faces, spurned, and we held him in no esteem. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth, like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers. He was silent and opened not his mouth. Oppressed and condemned, he was taken away. And who would have thought any more of his destiny? When he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers. Though he had done no wrong nor spoken any falsehood, but the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the mighty, because he surrendered himself to death, and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. This is a reading from the prophet Isaiah. This was a prophecy. This was a prediction of what would happen when Jesus was crucified. And that's exactly what did happen. And because of his selfless act on Calvary, giving himself up because of our sins, and then subsequently rising from the dead on Easter Sunday, he made it possible for you and I to live forever in heaven. Certainly that's something we want to keep in mind today. We want to think about it. We want to linger on this. You know, obviously we're going to think about Easter and the resurrection. It's coming on Sunday. But for right now, just for the remainder of this day, heading into the weekend, give some thought about what Jesus did for you and how he's calling on you and me to unite our sufferings with his, to share in his mission. That's what it's all about. Talk to you next time.